I do not say that if his own desires had been put in competition with those of others, that he would have displayed undue selfishness. But this trial was never made. He was nurtured in prosperity, and attended by all its advantages. Every one loved him, and wished to gratify him. He was ever employed in promoting the pleasures of his companions, but their pleasures were his, and if he bestowed more attention upon the feelings of others than is usual with schoolboys, it was because his social temper could never enjoy itself if every brow was not as free from care as his own. While at school, emulation and his own natural abilities made him hold a conspicuous rank in the forms among his equals. At college he discarded books. He believed that he had other lessons to learn than those which they could teach him. He was now to enter into life, and he was still young enough to consider study as a schoolboy shackle, employed merely to keep the unruly out of mischief, but as having no real connection with life, whose wisdom of riding, gaming, etc., he considered with far deeper interest. So he quickly entered into all college follies, although his heart was too well moulded to be contaminated by them. It might be light, but it was never cold. He was a sincere and sympathizing friend, but he had met with none whose superior or equal to himself could aid him in unfolding his mind, or make him seek for fresh stores of thought by exhausting the old ones. He felt himself superior in quickness of judgment to those around him. His talents, his rank, and wealth made him the chief of his party, and in that station he rested, not only contented, but glorying, conceiving it to be the only ambition worthy for him to aim at in the world. By a strange narrowness of ideas, he viewed all the world in connection only as it was, or was not, related to his little society. He considered queer and out of fashion all opinions that were exploded by his circle of intimates, and he became at the same time dogmatic, and yet fearful, of not coinciding with the only sentiments he could consider orthodox. To the generality of spectators he appeared careless of censure, and with high disdain to throw aside all dependence on public prejudices, but at the same time that he strode with a triumphant stride over the rest of the world, he cowered, with self-disguised lowliness, to his own party, and although its chief, never dared express an opinion or a feeling until he was assured that it would meet with the approbation of his companions.